This is Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. Bloomington Normal's mayors join us most Tuesdays following Monday evening council meetings. GLT's Ryan Denham is in the studio with Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner.
Thanks, Mike. And Terry, thanks for stopping by GLT.
Thanks, Ryan. Good to see you.
So the council last night discussed economic development plans for an area just east of downtown, a welcoming city ordinance, and politics related to the issue. But let's start with solid waste collection, core city service or service that the city should work to provide. Alderman waved off plans to outsource garbage collection. Where do you think this is headed?
Well, I think this is one of the big positive moments in months on the Bloomington City Council. And certainly when it comes to trash collection, we've been dealing with this for 7 years. Mayor Steve Stockton tried his hardest for years before I came in. And I tried hard. So did interim city manager Steve Rasmussen. So many of us have been trying hard. And so we finally got consensus on the council to move forward. There will be some service reductions and there will be some very minor card increases, mostly between $2 and $4, you know, moving forward. And so this is huge because this is an enterprise fund that was established in 2011. An enterprise fund is supposed to pay for itself. And actually, the enterprise fund is supposed to have a reserve. Right now, we are still subsidizing it at about $1.2 million a year. So this is absolutely huge and in great progress in trying to balance our budget.
And this could have gone huge in the other direction. Alderman, last time you were here, 2 weeks ago, I think it was, you mentioned on our air that you felt that aldermen were leaning toward outsourcing at that point. That's kind of
right.
Where it was headed. What do you think changed over the last couple of weeks?
I think they heard from their constituents. And again, this is one of those times where democracy actually works. I think they heard from their constituents that we basically like our garbage service. And why would we change something if we like what we have or tweak it slightly? Charge us a couple dollars more. We're better off with that than going, the outsourcing route or what would be, you know, total contracting out. I've been against this when I ran for mayor the first, all three times I've been against it. And I've been against it not necessarily in principle, but in a city the size of Bloomington and in our situation. And that is, we have very few companies that can come in and provide trash collection to a community of 80,000. And so the opportunity of taking advantages of market forces and market factors is greatly reduced. We've got basically an oligopoly. And if we were in the suburbs of Chicago, that might be a little different. But we're not. The other thing that you sacrifice is control. Right now, if somebody calls me and says, hey, you didn't pick up my trash on my cul-de-sac, we can either get it picked up that day or the next morning. If you're calling somebody in Springfield or Chicago, good luck in getting that. It'd be like dealing with your cable company.
Yeah, and you mentioned residents are likely to see cart fee increases of a couple of bucks depending on the size of your cart. Can you talk a bit more of what residents might actually see changing on their bills, how rapidly, and then is that just going to be kind of indefinite? I think a 3% increase was sort of
The 3% increase was something proposed by staff. And let me just sort of back up so that your listeners understand. There was a $2 and $4 increase, depending on what size of cart you have, more increase in the larger carts so that we can try to get people to recycle more and get you down into the smaller carts in terms of trash and then reduce our landfill costs. And then beyond the next 2 years, there was this possibility of an annual 3% increase, so we're not constantly coming back and fighting over trash, you know, in the future. I don't know that that's not going to be in this year's budget. The part that's going to be in this year's budget is this year's increment and this year's increase. We have to vote on that again next year for that increase, and then if the council at some point wants an automatic increase so they don't have to continue to fight over trash, they'll make that determination then.
What about bulk and brush pickup and some of the other services that the Solid Waste Division offers?
Right. Well, brush presumably will not be affected or minimally affected. There will be changes in how trash is picked up. It may very well go to two times a day, that is two shifts per day. It may also be that you only get bulk pickup twice a year free. Now, if you want to bring it to us, that's free. So if you want to bring it to the area immediately south of the library and – of course, we want that to change. We don't want a city dump south of the library. But right now, you do have that. You do have that option, and that will not change under the current operations. So really, this is minimal in terms of cost changes and in other things. This is something I wish we had done years ago because we would have been in much better shape had we done this.
And the whole reason we're talking about garbage is because the city's trying to close next year's projected budget deficit, just short of $3 million.
Yeah, this is almost half of that.
Yeah. And the city is considering other things.
Last night was huge.
And there are some other options for picking up some change elsewhere, some smaller revenue generators like a new business registration program, as well as charging for parking during downtown special events. Does the council seem ready to move ahead on those two things specifically, downtown parking, increasing fees for special events, and then also on the business registration side?
The council gave direction on those as well. Now, those are smaller items. It also seemed that the downtown parking for special events needs more discussion. In other words, how much would that be? If you've got Kenny Chesney coming to town, maybe you charge $10 or $15. If it's some other act, maybe it's $5. We really don't – we want to continue to encourage people to come to downtown. So the idea by Alderman Jamie Mathey said, I am absolutely against 24/7, parking fees. And I absolutely agree with him.
And how would this business registration program and fee work?
Well, that is also yet to be determined. The direction that the council gave is that it would be a one-time fee to register if you're a new business. And so this is not some onerous tax. We obviously want to be business friendly. But at this point, we're one of few metro areas that don't license businesses. And there are a lot of reasons why it would be a good idea for us to license businesses, not just for the initial bump in revenue.
Yeah, and that's, in your mind at least, it's not so much a revenue generator as it is tackling some of the other related issues, public safety.
Absolutely.
Inspections, that kind of thing.
Inspections, as well as when we are going to, whether it's Bloomington and our economic development team or perhaps Chris Coos and I from Normal, and we're trying to get others to come here, and we can say, hey, we have this number of whatever. Obviously, we know we have 200 and whatever it is, 270 restaurants. We have this. We have that. So it's good for us to know within each of our communities very precisely what types of businesses we have.
That's Mayor Terry Renner from Bloomington. Thanks for coming in today, Terry.
Thank you so much, Ryan. Take care.
I'm Ryan Denham.
And I'm Mike McCurdy. The community's mayors appear on Sound Ideas most Tuesdays following Monday evening council meetings. This is Sound Ideas on 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media.